This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaBayim. We're continuing in the Mishnah Sofrim. Today we're learning Gimel and Dalet. So I heard before you were speaking about the what the Mishnah Berurah brought down from the Beis Yosef, that L'chadchila, the Ukatz of the left tag of the upper yod should be aligned with the ukats of the right tag of the lower yod, like we had yesterday in diagram 9. So, except for in diagram 9, that's the only time the two ukatsim are aligned. That was what Mendy pointed out at the shir, at the end of the shir yesterday. I spoke to a sefer of Aryeh Schechter, who wrote the sefer Pischei Sha'arim. And he said that basically we allow it to be aligned on Ba'alaksa and on a diagonal. I'm not sure still if they are aligned, you know. And he said that the way Chabad makes the Aleph is that they curve the tag of the upper Yud. It mamish goes out and makes a left turn so that when you make the line, it will be aligned. Let me see. I could actually send it. I'm gonna put it up on the screen. Let me see if I could do that. That's how they make the yud. That's how they make the yud of the aleph. Let's see where I have it. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna send it right now. So you'll see how, at least according to their tradition, the ukatsim are aligned. Let's see if that's coming up here. Yep, here we go. Could you see it? If you look at the aleph, you see how they make the ukats of the aleph, even though technically if you make a line, it wouldn't go, but they curve it so much to the left, so then it is basically aligned. That's how this in the Sefer Torah of Chabad they make the aleph. Or here you see. So basically if you made a line, it's pretty good. You know, it's better than in our Sefer Torah. But it sounds like what we do is we rely on that it's aligned, but alaksain. Okay, let's go back to our diagram. Okay, here we go. So Baruch Hashem, yesterday we studied the Aleph and the Beis, and today you'll be able to tell your family you learned Gimel and Dalet. Okay, so Ois Gimel. Mamish, you need a picture for every clause in this Mishnah Sofrim. Ois Gimel tia gufa kama Zayin. Like in diagram 1, the Ois Gimel, the body of it is like a Zayin. Now the Zayin, the lower leg is straight. This is going to curve a little bit to the right. Every left head of the letter Shatnez Gates, the Shin, the left head of the Shin, the Ayin, the Tes, the Nun, the Zayin, the Gimel, and the Tzadi, they all are Doime L'Zayin. V'yia Roisha Av. Its head should be thick, like in diagram 5 Aleph, as opposed to diagram 5 Beis. It's supposed to have a thick head. Okay. The regel yamin dak. The right leg should be thin, like in diagram 6, not thick, like in 6 bays. The yorid ma'at lamata yoyser miyarech small. Look at this, very important. The leg of the right leg of the gimel should go lower than the left leg. You see that? You see how the right leg goes lower than the left leg, like in diagram 7. It goes a little bit lower. Velo yase. The left leg should not be very diagonal, like it just kicked somebody. You know? Take it easy. Don't give such a kick. The gimel should not be that slanted. Elo ma'at, a little bit like in diagram 9. Vigam, lo ye'akoim, it should not be bent over. right? This gimel, it's a little bit bent over in diagram 10. Ela yimshech b'shaveh, look in diagram 11. It should, both the top and the bottom should draw straight. V'yag v'yenu k'tzatz k'neged ha-dalet, slightly lifted up to the dalet. V'hayarech smol yamashuch k'tzatz av el hazayin. Okay, this is important. The left leg should be a little bit thick. To the Zion, veloy bedakos, not thin. In other words, the connection over here of the left leg should have some body to it. Shabbatzida, veloy bedakos. Ah, now this is the difficult part about every letter, and that is, let's see, number 14. Okay. Ki, oh no, sorry. This is okay. Ki tmunasa shatia niras kemai kemin nun kufa. It should basically look like a nun, a bent over nun. This is number 14. Basically, the gimel should be look like a nun. Meaning, okay, and number 13 is better. Okay, it looks like a nun. It should have some body over here. Forget this leg, the right leg of the gimel. The left leg should be like the bottom of a nun. V'hayerach yanamach. The leg should be low. K'dei lahasmech al roishai. Now this is very interesting. The yerech should be low. You see this leg? It's low. Why? K'dei lahasmech etz al roishai. In order to put close to its head. Put what close to its head? This is very difficult, Mishnah Berurah, a line to read. Here he's saying the leg should be low so you could be able to approach its head. So it means like this. This is how the Pe'er Halacha understands it. If the leg of the gimel is going to be high, then Mr. Dalid will never be able to approach the gimel. There's no room because the leg is in a heightened position. For Mr. Dalid to be able to approach the head of the gimel, the leg of the gimel has to be low. Okay? So that's how he understands it. We have to have this leg low so the dalid could sort of approach the head of the gimel. The gimel tagin al roisha. It should have three tagim on its head, like in diagram 5. Im nidbak hayarech b'haregel. If the leg gets attached to, if the thigh gets attached to the foot, if the leg gets attached to the foot, in other words, this is the yerech. The thicker part is the yerech. This is the regel. If the yerech and the regel become connected, yigra hayerech, just scrape it. V'day b'kach, that's good enough. K'maish mavur b'simen lamed beis, sif yud ches l'inyin grey ras hachartam. Just like over there, we talk about scraping the nose of a mem. The dine hatagin, the laws of tagin is bar b'soif simen zeh. Okay, Rabbi, say that is the letter Gimel. That is the letter Gimel. Let's move on to letter Dalet. Ois Dalet. Okay, you ready for that? Your neshama is very happy now to learn about the letter Dalet. Now, by the way, the correct pronunciation is Dalet with a tuf at the end, or Deles. It's not Dalet. Dalet, Lamed, Dalet. Yeah, I just had an issue with that. You know, I was saying over on Sunday, a very beautiful Ben Yehoyada. Ben Yehoyada says, if you look at the nistar of the word Adam, so Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. Dalet is Dalet Lamed. I'll leave off the last letter for a moment. And Mem is Mem Mem. If you take the nistar of Adam, you get Mispalel, which shows the essence of man is Tefillah. So I'm thinking, well, wait a second. You have the Lamed and the Pei, the Lamed and the Dalet, and the Mem. So well, where do you get Mispalel? It's Midbala. And then I realized that Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tuf. Okay? So just bear in mind, Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tuf. Delas, door. Anyway, The ois dalet. Soch she gaga viragla kitsara. Its roof and foot should be short. One second. Oh, there's missing a word over here. Sorry, one second. I'm on the wrong page. Oh. Soch she gaga oroch, it should say. Yeah. Soch she gaga oroch. They add a word. The roof should be long, okay? So you see long, it's three kolmasim. You see it's three kolmasim here? It's three kolmasim long. The ragla katsara, its leg is short, its leg is two kolmasim. She'im tehi ragla arucha migaga, if the leg is going to be longer than the roof, tidam ala kaf shoot, it's going to look like a endachaf, a final chaf, v'tipaso. Kishalo yikre na'atinak dalet, if the kid is not going to read it like a dalet. Ulechad chilo tzarech she'tehe haregel, Pshuta b'shipua k'tas l'tzad yamin. This is interesting. The leg of the dalet should be slightly sloped to the right side, like in diagram 3. You see in diagram 3, it's slightly sloped to the right side. V'sheyia yehela tag katan b'reish gag mitzad small. There should be a small tag on the top of the roof to the left. Now, by the way, not sure whether it's referring to this or the uka or the thorn. I'm assuming, like we learned in previous letters, like we learned in the Ois Beis, that's referring to this tag over here, not to the thorn over there. Okay. V'tzarech moed lizar b'ribua. You got to be very careful in making sure that the dalet is squared. Okay. Like in diagram 5. Because if you're not careful, and there is kareish, it's going to look like kareish v'tipasal yidei kriyasatinai. But lechatchila, it's not enough just to square it off, like in picture 1. That should be a square. But it should have a, it should be oveh. Lechatchila, and dai bezelavad she'ela zov eschad. It's not enough that it has a sharp right corner. Milachra, from behind. Elagam yehela shem akev toiv. It should have a nice, thick heel. Okay? Akev toiv. It should have some body to it on the right side. Why? Okay, so this is always going to be the hard part, understanding what are the segments that make up a letter. You know what a dalet is? A dalet is two vavs. Here, look in diagram 7. A dalet is two vavs. One backward vav and one vav facing upward. So you have vav, vav. So in order to get that vav facing the other way, you need to have a thick akev. My beis vavim segurim, they're locked. Locked means if they would be facing the other way, their opening would be toward you. They would be open. Locked means they're, you see their closed side. Okay, so you have this locked vav, that locked vav. So this vertical locked vav, in order to fulfill that, you need a thick akev. The ha'akev hu keneged roish havav. The heel is by the head of the vav. Ha'echad v'ha'ukutz sha'al paneha hu keneged roish havav hashnia. And the ukutz that's on top of it, that's this ukutz in number in beis, is opposite the roish of the second vav, which means the okev is by the head of the first vav, the ukatz is by the head of the second vav. Okay. Now, what if im regel hadalad hadalis ein boirak kamlo yud? By the way, you see how he spells all these letters? They have yuds in them. You know, so beis is beis, yud, tough. Gimel is gimel, yud, mem, lamed. Dalet is dalet, lamed, yud, tough. Im regel hadalis, ein boi rakim la yud. If the dalet is a short midget dalet, it's only one kolmas tall, kosher. It's still kosher, v'ayim b'soif ois tough. Im kosav hei b'makim dalet. If you wrote a hey instead of a dalet, so you wrote a hey. So you say, no problem, I'll scrape it off. No, pal. That means you're making it a dalid by scraping. That's chak tuchos. Ain't takana ligra haregel olaniach hadalid meach shenivso. Because once it was pasul v'doymel toras heloy oved midi, you're not doing anything to the gufa ois. V'avachak tuchos. So you say I'll do something to the gufa ois. I'll make the gufa ois instead of 3 kolmasim, 5, 6 kolmasim long. No, that doesn't do anything because already you're not adding. Anytime the tzura of the ice was not ruined, you need to erase the roof. Like in diagram 10, you're going to erase the roof, make it no longer a dalet. It's going to turn to a zayin or a vav. Ad sheheik tzuras vav. Umashlima, then you fill it in. Or you scrape off the right leg, like in number 11. So now it's not a dalet anymore. And you don't even leave off a yud amount, because we saw before if the leg is like a yud, it's good. And then you fill it in. Okay, my rabbi, tomorrow we're gonna try for ois hey. And vav. Okay, thanks everybody for joining. Have an amazing day.
Rabbi, if you don't see me the next couple of days, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for 10 days in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
Have a great trip. Sailor to the Jaeger.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.